Okay. Cool. Way to have your blinker on and not actually turn. That's an extra level of fucking coolness there to that.
Nigga wanna flip, ain't gotta flip, but I got it. Oh, 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 oh. Get it on some mix, see what.
So, yeah, they announced Guitar Hero this morning. Yeah, it was a cool demo. I don't know. Like, it's kind of neat. I think that their, like, FMV approach is, like, kind of cool. Like, the way they shot it sounds insane because they had to shoot two versions of that FMV sequence for every single one of their main songs. One with, like, the crowd all like, yeah! And then another one with the crowd like, boo! And, like, the band members looking at you like you're crazy and all that shit. So they had to, like, mocap camera movements and then build a robot that went on stage and then the stage robot moved, you know, the way that they mocapped it exactly the same both times through the song and all that other stuff. Like, it's... like, a cool technique. I don't know that that'll, like, you know, that's not necessarily going to come across in the game, but when it fades from one to the other, like, it's a noticeable kind of blur transition, but, like, the camera movement's identical, and that's kind of cool. So, like, the guitar feels good. Like, that's the main thing, right? It's, like, their new fretboard thing, I think, is pretty cool. It's, like, pretty smart. But, like, I don't know, like, they were real reluctant to talk about, well, whatever, they're holding stuff for E3, you know, DLC or, like, how they're gonna handle the online stuff, because it's, the online is, like, a separate thing called GHTV, like, Guitar Hero TV or whatever, and those songs don't have, like, obviously they can't go shoot video for every single song they want to put in the game, because they made that process sound like it was a fucking nightmare to do for the songs that are part of their, like, on-disc stuff. And then the GHTV thing, I don't know if that's going to be, like, a free-to-play thing or a subscription thing or what the money is on that. They said that there would be two channels that would ship alongside the game that people would always be able to play, so that there would always be some kind of multiplayer there or whatever, and there's an on-demand version of the songs that appear in those channels, so if you just want to go play a specific song, you can do that too. But then they kind of started talking about other channels and other and then wouldn't really talk about the business, about, like, well, how frequently are they going to add stuff, how do you pay for it, you know, like, that's the stuff that they said they were going to hold until E3. But yeah, no bass. No bass, no drums, no vocals. No DJ Hero turntable. I guess. But yeah, I don't know, it was an impressive demo. Like, you know, it was one of those things where you go in going like, well, whatever, they already announced Rock Band 4, they're already, like, you know, picking that back up and doing the DLC thing and kind of moving forward, and that's then, you know, hey, they're going to make new instruments that work just like the old instruments, and hey, great, more Rock Band, cool, whatever. Great, let's do it. So, like, kind of knowing that Guitar Hero was also, you know, like, it's been a pretty fucking shitty secret, or not pretty non-secret, that a new Guitar Hero was in the works. But that, I was not expecting that from the game. Like, they, you know, they're taking it in a direction, and it just seems like they're just like, well, you know, like, let's just modernize this thing, and, like, let's not necessarily stick to the old ways just because that's what it did before. So, like, they're kind of making a new thing and refocusing it around the guitar and building a new guitar and, you know, like, doing their whole thing, which I think is a fine approach. Like, yeah, you're not going to be able to you know, you're not going to be able to use old instruments to play that game the way it was meant to be played. And I doubt they'll work at all. But, you know, like, what... Like, the people that have that complaint, I think it's a really weird complaint with, you know, because they're making meaningful changes to how you play it and stuff like that. If it was just like, hey, it's the same instruments, but they're not compatible, you'd be like, well, fuck you, that sucks, you're terrible. But, you know, they're trying to push the thing forward and do something different, and I think that's cool, too. I think both approaches work, I guess. But the thing with, like, Guitar Hero, and, well, I mean, I think Rock Band, to some extent, too, is, like, I don't know about you guys, but my interest in guitar-based music is probably at an all-time low right now. So when they sat us down in front of a 3-song demo that had, like, The Killers and Fall Out Boy and whatever the fuck the other song was, I was just like, alright, I don't really know these songs that well, or I know them well enough to know that I really don't fucking like them. So, yeah. And, you know, they were kind of quick to say, like, oh, but we'll have classic artists as well and all that, blah, blah, blah. And, like, the announced list includes the Rolling Stones. But, like, I'm not like, yeah, let's play some old man music. Like, that's not, I don't necessarily want to do that either. Or if I do, I want to do it in Rock Band, where I can play bass and play drums and kind of think about these songs in multiple ways, right? As opposed to just playing the lead guitar part. Like, Skrillex is on the Guitar Hero soundtrack, which, I don't know. I just want a fucking good hip-hop game. Like, I don't know how you make it and have it be... Like, how do you make it appealing in the same way that hip-hop is appealing? Like, how do you make that rhythm game in a way that appeals to people that like that music? Because, like, you know, not everyone can just fucking pick up a microphone and rap. Like, that's... Like, that's sort of the thing is, you know, like, what do you do for a rhythm game based on hip-hop? Like, you know, it's like, do you make a controller that just looks like a sampler? Because then you're just fucking slapping buttons on a box, and it's not even... Like, it's popping music with a different controller or something at that point. Maybe that's fine, I don't know. But, like... Yeah, I guess I'm just not sure, like, what you do to make the experience of performing hip-hop songs work. Unless you go, like, remix-focused or something like that, and then you're kind of bringing something to it. It's the benefit of, like, working with music that is primarily made on computers and microphones, you know? Like, I'll hook this keyboard computer up to the computer and record the computer parts, and then it's going to play back out and blah, blah, blah. Or, hey, we're going to chop up these samples on the computer and then play them like this in the computer and computer. So at some point, like, is a video game based on that stuff just, like, a simplified version of those tools? You know? Like, what do you really... Like, the act of duplicating that process becomes, like, so similar to the process of actually making the music. And that's not, I'm not saying that in a bad way, like, hey, hip-hop comes from computers, not natural, you know, like, whatever, but, like, how do you, make that cool? I guess, like, that's the question that, like, Centrist tries to answer in some form, is, like, you know, like, a fun computer music tool game thing. I should try that. It's been a long time. I understand it has, like, a tutorial now. Because I loaded it up and I was just like, I have no idea what's happening. So, I know she's still been working on it a lot. So, and has pushed a few builds out. So, I should catch up with Centrist.
like, to me, that's, like, that's the tough nut to crack, is, like, you know, how do you do a rhythm game that is, you know, based on more modern music and isn't, like, and is something that just about anyone can do at some level, and that's, you know, like, Dance Central, you know, like, dancing is still some kind of skill, it's some kind of rhythmic body movement that, like, some people are just going to be fucking a nightmare at no matter what. And it's, I feel like it's not as accessible as something like Guitar Hero was. And you have, like, on the other end, you have Def Jam Rap Star, which is, I mean, it's just a karaoke game. Not everyone has the breath control and rhythm to, you know, like, the skills to pay the bills, one might say. Because once you're fake rapping, once you are performing other people's rap songs, it's like a hop, skip, and a jump to where you're just fucking writing them. You know, like, it's not that hard. It's the performance aspect of it that gets tricky. Or thinking about, like, writing lyrics in a way that they're performable by you. That, you know, makes sense for whatever you got going on. Like, that's the hip-hop thing. And, like, you know, I got to a point where I could write lyrics, like, no fucking problem. Like, rap lyrics are relatively easy to write. You know, like, writing good ones, obviously, you know, if you want it to be about something, then yeah, think about it. But putting together the right amount of syllables per bar and making it rhyme at the right places, like, that stuff is super fucking easy. And then performing it is not actually that difficult either. But if you haven't done it, like, it's like you have to think about it. You don't think about it the way you think about singing. You think about it the way you think about drumming in a certain way. Because there's such a rhythm to it, like, there's a percussive element to rapping, I find. And, like, teaching that to other people is sometimes difficult. Like, when I was rapping on a regular basis and we had a group or whatever, like, I was doing the vast majority of the writing. Like, I wrote stuff for Alex, I wrote stuff for Ryan, and then, you know, like, I would record a guide vocal for them to, like, listen to and go over and rap it and that sort of stuff. And, you know, if you're patient enough to, like, say, okay, just get this one line right and then we'll record the next one and just punch the vocals one line after the next, you know, it's like they said about Eazy-E early on. It's like they fucking made him a star in the studio because they, you know, like, he had the attitude and the swagger to it and that sort of stuff, but he couldn't fucking rap. So they had to fucking walk him through it line by line, word by word in some cases, to get that shit down. And that's basically what I did with those guys. You know, they had the pieces in place. Like, Alex was a drummer, you know, Ryan listened to a fair amount of rapping in his days and had done, like, the tiniest bit of it before we started making music. But, you know, when you write it, you're like, no, you need to say it like this. Like this is the right cadence for that. Like, you're waiting too long before you say the next syllable in this sentence. Like, just go. And go like this, and go like this, and then breathe here, and then do this. And, you know, like, that's... You can get that hands-on with it if you need to. But, like, that's not something that people, like, naturally can do overnight or anything like that in most cases, too. So, like, to say, like, hey, here's this rap karaoke game, like, I think that's got a pretty, like, narrow appeal. Or you know, like, you're narrowing the number of people, like, when you think about people who like hip-hop and would potentially interact with a hip-hop rhythm game, if you are all vocals, you are limiting that audience significantly, right? So if you go the rhythm route, then, like, DJ Hero, I think, you know, obviously it has, like, the elements of hip-hop in it, in its bones. But it's kind of a different thing, right? You know, like, you were never really... The same goes for, like, the turntable thing in, like, Beatmania and... Like, Kraken DJ and the different kind of rhythm, like, the different turntable games of the era, you know, like, that stuff. never really felt right, or it felt too awkward. Like Kraken DJ, which is Sega's turntable game that they did in arcades, was like, it had potential because like the turntables actually spun on their own. There was like a weird, it's a really weird fucking thing. But also it was like fucking impossible. Like I had never wrapped my mind around that thing. And then DJ Hero, you know, it's got like buttons on the turntable. It's kind of, it's a different thing. And it's like, it's simulating the DJ stuff, but you know, it's really, like that's an even weirder thing if you think about like the kind of mashup style stuff they were doing and a lot of the electronic music that made its way in there too. Like, you know, you look at what a like EDM DJ actually does and you know, you end up kind of in that hip-hop situation of, like, simulating this in a video game is not actually fun. Like, the act of doing this and not actually doing it, like if you're not actually doing it, it's not fun anymore. Like, just, like, I need to hit this fader and do this and twist it, you know, like, that stuff's not fun on its own. Like, it doesn't make you feel like, oh, I'm fucking doing this. So, like, the DJ Hero approach of buttons on the turntable, you hit those and occasionally do some scratching and, you know, occasionally do some fading. Like, that makes a lot of sense as a video game. Like, they approximate everything in such a way that's like, it's not, no one's DJing like that. Especially these days, really, but it's close enough to what that stuff is in your head, where you're like, okay, yeah, no, I'm working the turntable back and forth. Things that is, I mean, well, I don't know, like, I can't solve it, but also I'm not a game designer, but it's got to be one of those problems that actually is a legitimately difficult problem to solve. From, like, making a big mainstream take on, like, the hip-hop rhythm game and making it actually work. Like, it has to be hard, because otherwise someone would have done it by now, right? And they would have done it well. I really liked Def Jam Rapstar, but I also had spent like a lot of years rapping before that thing came out, so like just picking it up and going, like, you know, it's like a fairly natural thing. Like, I don't know if it's fun to suck at Def Jam Rapstar. And like if there's like a feeling of like, well, I'm gonna do it again and get better, like if that's something that people do, and if people did and actually felt like they were having more fun learning the songs or whatever. About this song, I mean, granted, it's pretty old, but like, what would be the fun part about simulating the playing of this song in a video game? Would it be hitting a button in time to that sample? Would it be like snare and kick buttons on like a something that looks sort of like a sampler? Like tapping out that rhythm, is that fun for the length of the song?
You know what I'm saying?
as I give a shout out to my man Tony A. Tony is it rapping along with Big Daddy Kane? You know, if you think about a lot of hip-hop rhythms and stuff, like, they're very repetitive, and it's for a reason. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's part of the genre, right? Loops. You know, that's why, like, some of the bass lines and drum parts for some of the songs in Rock Band and stuff are super boring, because they're just doing the same thing, or maybe it's like one change or something like that, right? Like, change for the chorus, and then you're right back to it. Maybe there's a break. I take that back. It would be fun to push a button and make the sound of someone taking a piss if you had gin and juice in a game. But also, would they even be able to get the masters broken up in such a way that, like, you'd be able to isolate those noises and, you know, if you didn't hit the button, the song didn't play right, you know, like that, like the business and like access aspect of it is probably pretty fucking tough. Especially in cases where you got songs where people used fucking samples that they desperately don't want you to know are samples because they didn't go clear them. Like, I think, you know, rapping along to Gin and Juice is quite a bit of fun, but, you know, that's not universal. Like, do you have player two with a microphone just so we can go say, oh, that bitch, you know, like, do you know, like, that's an attention to detail that I would personally appreciate, but at the same time, that's insane. you know, people program their drums. They don't tap it out in real time. I mean, at least not the full thing, you know, like for the full length of the song. Like if the video game was you tapping out these drums, like you'd tap it out once and it would go, all right, cool. Loop it.
Where you'll discover the new music like this.
Maybe the answer is more stuff like the MTV Music Generator stuff. Just, here you go. Here's some simplified, easy tools you can use to make your own stuff. Well, there's some guidelines in place like, hey, generally speaking, you're going to put your kick drums here and snare drums in patterns like this. Like, do what you want, but like, hey, just, you know. I mean, if you want to make punks jump to get beat down, then you have a late kick. That's a really sneaky place for a cop to hide. Like just coming out of the tunnel, like off to the right. Develop algorithms that judge your creations and then make a make your own music video style game, but for making rap tracks. And just have like FMV sequences of Diddy that just shows, goes, y'all want to hear like a phone filter, like he's talking to himself on the radio, and then also this should be about crime, and I want you to use that sample of that like beeper going off. And you're like, oh, okay. FMV sequences of producers fucking asking for things that sound like everything they make. As Diddy comes on and goes, I want to hear some old school shit, but with louder drums under it. Alright. Fucking Eminem comes on and says, I want to hear like a corny ass, like fucking like harpsichord or whatever the fuck it is sample, like some kind of. You know, it should sound like vaguely hard, but like not. not like, you know, 90s gangsta rap hard, though. DJ Mustard comes on and goes, like, the whole FMV clip from him is just him just going, hey, 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 hey. DJ Premier comes on and says, I want you to make some radio edits. Here are the sound effects from Defender.
Feels like she's gonna pee, it's cool, just go with it.
Alright, when she's about to pee.
And then whisper to her. Be like, give me that little puddle. Give me that puddle.
Alright.
Give me that puddle.
Don't miss the All Out Show. Weekdays from 4 to 8, Eastern Standard Time, right here on Shade 45.
Explains a lot. Young Dolph has been smoking weed since before the fifth grade.
Excuse me.
When it got a mention.
What else?
When it got a man.
Yeah.
Now I ain't got a deal.
Uh-uh.
But I got a rate.
Stop.
I call my clientele.
For what?
I'm sorry for the wait.
Hello?
All these pounds in my trap, I feel like I'm out of shape. These bitches love me, man.
Stop.
I'm drinking muddy, man.
Stop.
Drop a four in the ginger ale, it taste like bubbly, man.
Whoa.
Young nigga hit a lick, now you can't tell me nothing, man.
Huh?
Pulled up in a Porsche. Pulled off in a Wraith.
Yeah.
Pulled up in a Porsche.
Yeah.
Pulled off in a Wraith.
Yeah.
Pulled up in a Porsche.
Yeah.
Pulled off in a Wraith.
Oh,
I saw my old bitch yesterday, you should have seen her face.
Hey. He pulled up in a Porsche and he Porsche. Drove off in a Wraith.
Pulled off in a Wraith. Pulled up in a Porsche.
Yeah.
Pulled off in a Wraith.
Yeah, before I wrote this hook, I played Forza and then Halo, and then I was just thinking, you know.
That bitch too anemic. Got that Rolls Royce. That bitch too conceited. Then I got them feet. Had to get them petty. Both keys on the Audi. Y'all other niggas petty. Bet you ain't got more money than Harmony and Heavy.
Hold up.
Flat black Chevy. Flat black Mac 11. I'm rolling up by the pound, you rolling up by the 7. Walking the room with a black and white fur. That bitch there look like a panda. I put the slang at the ground.
I did.
I just might loan your fam.
I
do this shit for a living.
I do.
I shoot the bitch up with a cannon.
Boom.
All that I want is some action.
Rip that shit up with a banter. Niggas don't know how to act. When I pull up, bitch, you pull out the cameras.
Hold up in a
I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit with profit, oh God.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need your favors that you asked me for. I could get too fucked by where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OBO boys, the business, man. It is what it is. Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah. Blessings on blessings for me and my niggas from the six. Look at what we did. Yeah, be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For niggas that don't really do shit, I swear I'll be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough, I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing this shit, man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel
my
blessed.
My grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down.
Down.
Always down for the cause, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So I'm going overtime on the overtime. Yeah, I'm that invested, but you can't attest it. $1 million goals, man, it's manifested. The family never going anorexic. I pay my mortgage and electric. Never going under, even with anesthetics. At the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, checking off my checklist. Try and blow my cake, just know that's the death. With no mistakes.
But you can't come and do shit. I fuck the whole group, baby, I'm a groupie. My sex game is stupid. My head is the dumbest. I promise I should be hooked on phonics. Yeah. But anyway, I think you're bionic. And I don't think you're beautiful. I think you're beyond it. And I just wanna get behind it. And watch you
back it up and dump it back, back it up.
Cause me like her. And we like her too. And we like her.
Misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you clamping on to make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he starts to figure. All 2 years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block top. Radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back but he missed her. Looked around, couldn't form expectations. He decided he hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw? Dang, the dope he's shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope he brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block, flew in 83. Crashed into a tree. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed out ahead, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, or honey is dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Sirens sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only 17 in a madman's dream.
the cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh.
Trying to throw this thing all night and get her socks sprung, and she'll drop some mail so I can go. jail.
Sam.
Crisscross, another bad creation. Beef is real. They wore their pants and stuff backwards, man. The fuck?
Shows up on the scene and gets the 7 digits, huh? You know the routine.
are the type of guy that tells us stay inside while you're standing front. I'm doing your girlfriend. That's something you can't believe.
I can't believe. Biting LL Cool J's chunk. Alright. Well, we're gonna go record a podcast pretty early here and then do some other stuff, I think. Or vice versa. I'll see you guys. Have a good Tuesday.